What do you think the potential is in terms of anti-tumor efficacy?
I think that's something that really needs to be looked at carefully. And there is a study that's looking at this. And this is what I would recommend when you're thinking about combinations. There's a study sponsored by the Eastern Cooperative Oncology Group. It's now an intergroup study, so it's available through the Clinical Trials Support Unit through NCI. It compares single-agent bevacizumab to three combinations, temsirolimus and bevacizumab, sorafenib and bevacizumab, and temsirolimus and sorafenib. So it's taking basically three drugs, temsirolimus, sorafenib, and bevacizumab, and looking at the combinations of the possible doublets. Now, you might say, what happened to sunitinib? And, you know, that would be a reasonable question. At the time that this study was designed, the sunitinib combination data was just totally non-existent. And really, there is very little data for those combinations that allow you to go forward. So there is no sunitinib-temsirolimus combination or sunitinib-bevacizumab combination. I would like to point out, though, that at ASCO is a study of sunitinib and bevacizumab presented by the group at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. And apropos to the point of safety before proceeding, that study showed that with long-term therapy, there was an unacceptable rate of microangiopathic thrombocytopenia and hemolytic syndrome. So it was not anticipated toxicity. But interestingly, in light of recent reports, one in the New England Journal of Medicine recently, of a microangiopathic syndrome that results with bevacizumab treatment. Not a common syndrome, but it is seen occasionally with single-agent bevacizumab.
So what would the mechanism be? Immunologic?
Direct damage to the endothelial cell and apparently affecting the kidney as one explanation for occasional decline in renal function.
Did they have enough to look at efficacy in the sunitinib-bev trial?
They did, and it wasn't immediately clear that the response rate or duration of response was better than you would expect with sunitinib single agent. So I think this BEST study that puts together those three combinations versus bevacizumab is a very important trial in terms of showing that combinations are feasible. And the endpoint of that study is going to be progression-free survival. So the question is, where do you set the bar for a combination to justify the anticipated extra toxicity of two drugs versus one drug? So if you consider the alternative way of using multiple agents sequence, maybe that should be explored as well.
So does this trial, first of all, have you put patients on the trial yourself?
We have the trial just opened at our center.
Just opened, right. Yep. So does the trial specify what the next therapy would be or crossover or anything like that?
Does not remove any of the options.